Module 3, Unit 4, page 28, exercise 3.
The importance of Islamic achievements in history. Jabir ibn Hayyan, born 722 CE, died 815 CE. The Arab world has many famous chemists in its history, but the person who is known as the founder of chemistry is probably Jabir ibn Hayyan. He is most well known for the beginning of the production of sulfuric acid. He also built a set of scales which changed the way in which chemists weighed items in a laboratory. His scales could weigh items over 6,000 times smaller than a kilogram. Ali ibn Nafa, Ziryab, born 789 CE, died 857 CE. Ali ibn Nafa is also known as Ziryab, or Blackbird, because of his beautiful voice. He was a gifted pupil of a famous musician from Baghdad, and it was his talent for music that led him to Cordoba in the 9th century CE. He was the guest of the Umayyad ruler there. He is the person who established the first music school in the world in Cordoba, Al-Andalus, teaching musical harmony and composition. He revolutionized musical theory and is also the person who introduced the oud to Europe. Fatima al-Fihri, born early 9th century, died 880 CE. Fatima al-Fihri was the daughter of a wealthy businessman. She used her father's inheritance to build a learning center in Fez, Morocco. This learning center became Morocco's top university, and it is where many students from all over the world come to study. Moreover, it was Fatima's sister Mariam who supervised the building of the Andalus Mosque, which was not far from the learning center. Al-Kindi, born around 801 CE, died 873 CE. Al-Kindi was a physician, philosopher, mathematician, chemist, musician, and astronomer, a true polymath. He made groundbreaking discoveries in many of these fields, but it is probably his work in arithmetic and geometry that has made him most famous.